And Assyria was on some things that's impossible for God to do. I know you say God can do anything. Well, there are a few things he will not do. We talked about last Sunday that God cannot fail. So if this year, if you're looking for failure, you need to get somebody else, because the God that we serve will not, cannot fail. Amen? Put all your aspiration, all your hopes, all your dreams on God. One of the things that he cannot fail, anything that he sets his hand to will come to pass. This morning, we want to talk about the second thing that God cannot do. And it's impossible for God to lie. We live in a culture that people lie to you all the time. You can't trust nobody. But I'm here to tell you, for 2019, you can trust God. God will not, cannot, it's against his nature, tell a lie. There was a movie out one time with Jim Carrey, Liar, Liar, he lied about everything. And let me tell you, you're going to find people that will lie to you. They say, well, I won't leave you, they'll leave you. You find people that say, I'm going to come visit you, they'll lie to you. You find people say, I'm going to give you a piece of, they'll lie to you. You find people, girlfriend and boyfriends lie to each other, husband and wife lie to each other. Even sometimes we lie to our kids. I'm going to be at the ball game. I'm going to be at your recital. I'm going to be at the school program. And don't show up. Oh, y'all ain't me to preach this morning, right? We live in a lying society. But this morning, I'm going to give you some comfort. There's one, and it's very rarely you can find somebody, because there's no one else that will never lie. Amen. Take your Bibles and turn to three passages. We're going to look at three passages. Numbers, which in the Old Testament, once you learn the books of the Bible, you'll know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Numbers chapter 23 is our first text. Then we're going to have two texts in the New Testament. So turn to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. And then while you're there, turn to Titus, which is in our New Testament. Put your finger there, chapter 1, and Hebrews chapter 6. So I'm going to have you turn in today, but I think I said on Wednesday we need to get back to the Bible. We get into a day where we have a lot of what I call motivator speakers, a lot of people that do a lot of stories and war stories, but they don't talk about the Bible. Look, we're going to not only talk about the Bible, we're going to use the Bible. Amen? So you need to get your Bible so you can follow me in the Word of God. Not my philosophy, not my opinion, but it's what thus said the Word of God. Numbers chapter 23. You there? Say amen. Titus chapter 1 and Hebrew. Put your finger there. Hebrews chapter 6. So let's look at Numbers. Matter of fact, Moses wrote the book of Numbers. Numbers has to do with the numbering of the people. He wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, but God wanted to write down numbers because there was a time when they took a census and it had to do with numbers. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. If you're there, say amen. By the way, this is really one of my life verses that when I came to know the Lord, this verse spoke to my heart when I first got saved. I had never seen this before, but it spoke to my heart. God is not a man. That ought to be enough for you right there. Because man will let you down. Man will lie to you. Man will deceive you. Man will trick you. But God is not like that. God is not a man that he should lie. Oh, you know the liar? Somebody says an excuse and a thin chair, but whatever it is, a lie. It's something somebody said that turned out to be true. Now, we got this thing called a white lie and a black. Let me tell you, ain't no matter what black, white or black, lie, a lie is a lie. Somebody lied to you. They lied. It's untruth. Amen. Look at the next part of that verse. Neither the son of man that he should repent. God don't have to change his mind and say, I said I'm going to do it and I changed my mind. Had he said and shall he not do it? Or had he what? Spoken and shall he not make it good? Let me tell you, if God told you something, if God said I'm going to take care of you, you can bank on it. He ain't going to lie to you. If God said, I'm going to raise you off your sick bed, you can bank on it. Turn to Titus chapter 1 And keep your finger there in Hebrews chapter 6. I'll go ahead and read verse 1 and 2 in Titus 1. It said, Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God elect. And by the way, God elect simply means people that trusted in God. And acknowledging of the truth, it is the truth, which is after godliness. Read verse 2 with me. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Let me tell you, if God promised you going to heaven, let me tell you, you're going to heaven. If God promised that he's going to take care of you, he's going to take care of you. So God cannot lie. Last verse, Hebrews chapter 6. And this is the two immutable or two unchangeable thing that God cannot do. We preached on God cannot fail. But Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16, chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs. Heirs is people who were inherit something. That's us. A promise. The immutability, that's unchangeable, of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Now, he make an oath to you, he ain't going to break it. Read verse 18 with me. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before. Let me tell you today, if you don't have nothing else to trust on, you can trust in somebody who don't lie. God, which encompassed Jesus, which encompassed the Holy Spirit, which encompassed his word, cannot lie. Amen? So I want to talk to you this morning on God cannot lie. You can trust in him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another Lord's Day. Matter of fact, thank you for the second Sunday of a new year, 2019. Lord, we do lift up all the members of our church that are not here today, Lord. Don't know what's going on, but someone may be sick on the bed of affliction. I do know about Deacon Jennings, but the others, our mother, church mother, and that family, I don't know, Lord, but you know. So thank you for that, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord. Thank you for the saints of God that are in the house of God this morning. Praying now, Lord, for as we continue to study and preach your word. Thank you for our Sunday school lesson that we saw, the manifest God-man Jesus Christ going about doing his preaching and healing and calling his disciples and being faithful to his messianic call. So, Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for our corporate prayer. But Reverend Hale, Jerry, thank you about our testimonies that we had, Lord. Thank you about our offering, Lord, and our announcements, our covenant reading, Lord, our recognizing fellowship song. Thank you, Lord, for the last two praise songs that we heard, Lord, and we're just so thankful that we're in the house of God. So, Lord, as we glean from, as we make application from your word today, help us to draw from it and use it for our application in our lives. Clean me up, use me for a vessel just for a little while, and we'll be careful to give you all the honor and the praise. For the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God cannot, will not, promise you lie. He cannot. Why? Because he's consistent. He does everything that he says he's going to do. He's not wishy-washy. Y'all know people wishy-washy. You can trust them in the moment, but then you might not trust them the next time. He's honest. You know, people will tell you a lie straight to your face, knowing they ain't going to show up. God is not like that. Like I heard a preacher say, tell your flat-footed, bold-faced lie to your face. Lying through their teeth. People will lie to you. But God is true. He's reliable. What he promised, he will complete. He that began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, God promised that he's going to take me to heaven. One day I'm going to heaven. Amen? He meant what he says. He says what he meant. Know what you're saying? Preacher, why are you going to spend all this time, a whole sermon, talking about God cannot lie? The reason I'm going to tell you that is because there's so many promises in this word of God that God promised you that if you bank on them, they'll come to pass. Yes, sir. See, the problem with us is we don't take God at his word. Let me tell you, God cannot lie. You ain't got to raise your hand, but let me ask you this. How many of you been lied to? Multiple times. Many times. People lie all the time. This, like I say, this side is pervaded with a culture of lie. The boss says this to you. You perform, you do your work, and I'm going to give you that promotion. You do your job, and guess what? I'm going to give you a raise, and then time comes, he said, well, something happened. I can't give you that raise. Lied to you. You know, we live in a society of performance. Let me tell you, a lot of times you can work your finger to the bone, you can do everything for a person, they still lie to you, okay? So don't put your hopes in people. Amen? Amen? I already told your boyfriends lie. Tell the girl, oh, I love you. If you go all the way, I'll marry you. You're going to be there for you. I climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest sea, cross over the river. But if it rains, I won't see you tomorrow. We lie. We have a culture of lying people. Girlfriend, lie, won't cheat on you. And I'm going to be faithful. And you know, I ain't got time to tell you, but I've heard stories after stories where men off at work and he come home accidentally and catch his wife or catch his girlfriend with somebody else. Lying through their teeth. Amen? Let me help you out. The media lied to you. Oh, you might not want to. Now, I'm not offering it as fake news, but let me just tell you, sometimes they lie to you. You can't believe everything. You need to ask the Lord. This is one thing that the media lie to you. They tell you if you make enough money and if you get that beautiful model body, you know, they want you to be thin and tall and you have the right hair. Oh, y'all, let me preach a little bit. And you got the right eyes and you got the right color and you'll find happiness. Let me tell you, that's a lie. There's many Hollywood stars that got money and miserable. Get all the muscle. I mean, today we work out to death. We don't go to church, but we work it out. We go to the gym. We go to the, and let me tell you, you can do all that. You can do all that and you still will be left alone. Amen? Pervaded with liars. I don't mean to preach on this one, but I might as well preach on it. It's hard to find them. A lawyer who's tell the truth. Oh, y'all don't mean to preach. We got so many crooked lawyers, it's ridiculous. If you can take a gun and shoot a person right in front of the lawyer and he'll take you to court and try to come up with a technicality or try to come up with an error to get you off. Lying through his teeth. I mean, he took an oath that he was going to uphold justice. Biggest liar that is. We got the most crookedest system, people on the court system, people in the judges, people are lying. Oh, y'all don't want me to preach. Preacher! Lying situation. Lie. Lawyers lying. Fine loophole. Technicality. Half truth. Did y'all know that a half truth is a lie? Now, I mean, it be some truth in it. And I'm telling you why the devil is so clever. The devil always suck you in by giving you a little truth. But then he mix a lot of lie in there. So let me tell you, don't fall for that. Tell somebody, tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, when you go to court now, they make you put your hand on the Bible. Y'all know the story. Oh, let me preach a little bit better on the justice system. They said, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God? And we sit there and tell a big lie. Yes! And get on the stand and tell every lie that we know. We have changed the system. Now, the Bible used to be a standard where folks would tell the truth. People don't do that no more. There's some people say that I'm telling the truth now because I'm standing on my mother's grave. That ain't got nothing to do with you telling the truth. Tell the truth. Jesus said to the Pharisees, this is what Jesus said. They say, you of your father the devil. Jesus said, hold on a minute. You of your father the devil. He abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, talking about the devil, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. You just like him. You are a liar. Jesus told the Pharisees, you're a liar. Talking about we be Abraham's seed. They said, no, if you're Abraham's seed, you love me. Abraham, you go back to kill me. You ain't telling the truth. Lying through the teeth. But God is not like that, folks. I'm here to tell you. He's completely opposite. God is truth. His character is truth. His virtues is truth. His nature is truth. Jesus said it like this in John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father by me. Jesus said, if I tell you something, you can bank on it. It's going to be true. Amen? We need to be grateful this year that we got a God. Well, not just you all the time, who cannot lie. Amen? 3 points I'm going to give you today why God cannot lie. Because he gave us a multitude of promises in the word of God. 2 Corinthians 1:18 says, God is truth. Our word toward you was yea and nay. For all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. If God promised you, let me tell you, it will come to pass. Whatever God said, it will be done. God cannot lie. Amen? In Hebrew, he made a promise to Abraham. The Bible said that because he could swear on no other, he swear on himself. Let me tell you, when God picked Abraham, he knew Abraham wasn't going to keep up the covenant. So when God made a covenant with Abraham, he put Abraham to sleep. And when Abraham was asleep, he walked through the pieces himself. Let me tell you, God don't make a covenant on your responsibility. He made a covenant on himself. You know, when God saved me, it had nothing to do with me. It had to do with God saved me on his own name. Amen. You know why I'm going to heaven? Not because of anything I did, but because of what God did for me. Amen. So God cannot lie. Amen. God wants to make it crystal clear in our lives that all the promises that God have will come to pass. He's unchangeable. Unchangeable means he's the same yesterday, today, forever. He don't change. People will change on you. 1 minute they hire you and they're all for you. The next minute they're all against you. What did I do? Nothing. People change on you. 1 minute they say, we love you, Pastor. We want you to be the pastor. The next minute they're going to kick you out the door. People change on you. People change on you. But God cannot change. Amen? He's trustworthy. Whatever he says, he will bring to pass. One thing that he promised the nation of Israel, and I'm here to tell you today, it's going to come to pass. It might look like it's not going to come to pass. But God promised them that land of Israel. God promised Abraham a seed. God promised that he would have a son to sit on the throne of David. Let me tell you, all that's going to come to pass because God cannot lie. Amen. Amen? Amen. Now, they ain't got the land yet. They're fighting over the land right over Pakistan now. And the Gaza Strip, they're having all kind of suicide bombers. They're fighting. But one day, that land, I got a map over there, from all the way from the Euphrates River all the way down to Iraq, will be given to the nation of Israel. Amen? God cannot lie. God promised him a seed. Back in the Genesis, he told a woman, the seed of a serpent going to bruise his head. But the seed, your seed, going to bruise his head, but it's going to bruise your heel. So Jesus Christ came. That was a promise. Jesus Christ came and was born. Amen? Amen? So God cannot. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. And God gave him a nation. I don't know whether you know it or not, but they went into captivity. And for years, they weren't a nation. They were just scattered. And then in 1948, the United Nations made a plea to give them a nation. Amen? They came back to be a nation. God cannot lie. So if God promised you something, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Point number one. God cannot lie because of all the promises in the word of God. I don't know. It says over 300. It may be more. But all the promises of God are going to come to pass. Point number two. God cannot lie. He says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Now, I don't know who's saved or who not saved. But I can tell you that God cannot lie. If you called on him and you repented and you gave your life to him, then your name was written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen? Whosoever calleth shall be delivered, as the Lord said. Blessed is the man, a woman, a boy, a girl that put their trust in the Lord. Jesus said it like this. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before God and the holy angels. Let me say, God cannot lie. That's why we tell people when they get saved, don't be ashamed to stand before the church and make a confession that I received Jesus Christ. Amen? I know Devin's not here, but I asked her right there. I said, now, are you ready to make it public? She said, I am.
I said, well, what you have to do, you have to stand before him. I have to ask you before the congregation, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord? And say, amen? Amen. So you got to make it public. So just like God said, if you confess me, you'll be saved. So God saved us because he cannot lie. Amen? Amen. John 3:16 said like this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that what? Whosoever, put your name there, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, God cannot lie. So whosoever believing in Jesus Christ will go to heaven. There's only one way, folks, and it's through Jesus Christ. It's only through the blood. Since God said it, he meant it, and he's going to break in the path, so you need to bank on it. Amen? I don't know if any of y'all ever had somebody write you a check and it bounced. Let me tell you. see, God can't do that. Whatever God give you is going to come to pass. If God tell you to go to the bank, he give you a check, it's going to come. I don't like to preach on churches, but since I'm on this, I'll just go and say it. I went to a church to preach, and they had some things that weren't scripture. And I challenged the pastor. I said, look, I can't go in the pulpit if you're going to do this because this is not right. The Bible says that I can't do that. And so when I left, I got a check. When I got home, it bounced. I guess they said, you don't come in here and tell her what the Bible says and expect us to pay you. So it didn't really bother me because I was just doing what God told me to do. Amen. So number one is you can bank on God. God will not bounce a check on you. Amen. The Bible says, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. You know, a lot of times people ask this question, what comes after death? Well, let me tell you, Jesus said it, eternal life. Now, all these religions that teach reincarnation, you know, like Buddhism and all of them, that when you die, you come back as a rat. Let me tell you, you can keep that. I ain't coming back as no rat. No, I ain't come back as no roach. You can forget it. You know, I'm going to die and go to heaven. Amen? So I can bank on that. God said it. Or then some people say the grave, that's the end. There's nothing after the grave. I'm here to tell you that's not true. Because the rich man died, and the Bible said, in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Let me tell you, the body, I heard a lady call the other day on the Christian radio station. She said, I don't understand. I thought when you die, you're automatically with the Lord. She said, I don't understand why we have the rapture. And the preacher said, well, let me explain it to you. When you die, your soul and your spirit leave the body. He said, your body. He said, have you ever been to a funeral? She said, yeah. He said, well, what happened to the body? It don't go to heaven. The body goes to the grave. Matter of fact, Paul wrote like this, it's sleep. Amen. So what is the rapture? The rapture is that when he come back, he going to call the body up. And the soul and spirit going to come back and be reunited. Oh, you listen to me. So God cannot lie. Let me tell you, the grave is not the end. One day I'm going to be like Dwight Moody. You might come and see a casket. And you might see John Jeter lying in the casket. And you might say to yourself, he's dead. But let me tell you, I'm alive and more than ever. Because I'm going to be walking around the streets of gold. Let me tell you, that just a shell. And by the way, that body that you're looking at will be sleeping for a little while. Because if he come while you're at the funeral and he called my name, I'm getting up that day. Amen. So he cannot lie. So all this Hinduism and Buddhism and Islam said, I had Islam told me, he said, you know how you get eternal life? I said, how? He said, you live it out in your children. I said, so you mean when I die, my daughters carry on my life? He said, yeah, that's the only way. He said, you can't believe that you're going to get up out of the grave. You can't believe it. You live it out to your children. I said, well, I got a question for you. What if I didn't have no children? Huh? What if I don't have no children? So what happened when I die? I think I shut him up then. Number one, no, my soul is my soul. My child got their own soul. Let me tell you, I don't live my life out through my church. I live my life out in heaven because I have eternal life and I will live forever. Let me tell you, whether you believe it or not, you're going to live forever in one or two places. Either you're going to live forever in heaven or you're going to live forever in hell. But you're going to live forever. You ain't going to, you say, once I'm dead, I'm done. No, you're not done. And let me just tell you, a lot of people say that, Well, I just don't know about that heaven thing. I said, well, let me tell you, I would rather accept him on this side. Because the Bible say every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What it's saying is best for me to confess on this side. Now, I want you to hear me well. There's going to be something on that side going to be too late. Because they're going to be confessing him as Lord, going to a devil's hell, going to a lake of fire. Amen? So God cannot lie. So the Bible says, I need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I mean, God is eternal. John 10:28, he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father's hand is greater than I, and neither can anybody. Let me tell you, I don't know where the teaching come from that I can get out of God's hand and get out of Jesus' hand and I can jump out. I don't know where that come from. I got to be stronger than God. God said this, that when he saved me, he gave me eternal life. And what the Bible said, my life is hid in Christ and I'm in Jesus' hand. And over Jesus' hand is God's hand. And let me tell you, for me to be lost, I'd have to die, go to heaven, find my soul, take my soul, pluck Jesus' hand open, pluck the daddy hand open, get my soul out, put it back in my body, come back to earth, die and go to hell. I can't do all that. I can't do all that. I'm saved eternally. God said, for whosoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how sick you are. Long as I got blood running in my vein and I understand that I turned my life to the Lord, I am saved. God cannot lie. So I ought to be grateful that God cannot lie. Number one, God cannot lie because he holds all the promises. And all the promises are yea and amen. Number two, God cannot lie because whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And this one here you ought to get if you don't get nothing else. I want you to get this one. God cannot lie because he said that I will forgive your sins and your iniquity and will never bring them up in this world or the world to come. 90% of people go around with their head down because they feel guilty of what they did in their life. Let me tell you, God has forgiven you. So forgive yourself. Stop letting people bring up what you used to do and what you did and how the mistake you made. Let me tell you, God cannot lie. He took my sins and cast them in the depths of the ocean. And he said, John, Jeter, your sins are forgiven. Stop bringing up people, bringing up your sins. Well, I remember when. When what? When you used to do that. Well, fine, that's been covered. That's buried. That God didn't forgive me. And by the way, whether you forgive me or not, God forgave me, man. So God forgive us. God is able to wipe our slate clean. God is able, I don't know about you, to have an eraser now. And the eraser can erase ink. It can erase, let me tell you, God erased all my mistakes, all my sins, all my shortcomings in my life. God erased them and gave me a new slate. He cannot lie. Amen? God wiped away. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature, new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things came new. What you saying, preacher? Yeah, the stuff that I used to do, and I ain't got time to talk about my sin, but yeah, some of you might feel like you never did it, but yeah, I went to the clubs, and yeah, I used to smoke a little bit, and yeah, I used to cuss a little bit, but let me tell you, all that been forgiven. God said, you're a new creature in Christ. Now, I might not look new to you, but guess what? I'm new to Christ. Amen? Jeremiah said like this, for I will forgive their sins, and their iniquity, and I will remember them no more. No more. You know, every now and then we get in the flesh. We go back and remember something happening in our life, and we begin to say, oh, I'm having all this problem because of what I did. Let me tell you, it's been forgiven. Stop bringing it up. Don't let the devil bring it up. It's forgiven. God is not going to bring up your sin and cause things to happen to you. God has forgiven you. Amen? Michael said like this, and he will subdue our iniquities and he will cast them in the depths of the ocean. Psalm 103 said like this, as far as the east is from the west, so has far he removed my sins from me. I want you to know that the east can never get to the west. The more you go east, every time you get around the east, there's another west. So you can never, it never touch each other. So my sins are gone, can never be brought up in this world or in the world to come. Oh, let me help you out. Rahab was a harlot. But she's in heaven today. Ain't nobody going to bring up the fact that she was a harlot. Let me help you out. The man that was the demon that was in the graveyard, his sins been forgiven. Amen? God's not going to bring up my sins. Amen? Why is that so important? I'm going to tell you why it's important. Because it freed me up to live a life for Christ. I don't have to go around with my head hanging down, worried about what I used to do. I don't have to worry about a God cannot lie. He has integrity. God has given me peace and he's given me rest. And let me tell you, casting all your burden upon him, for he cares for you. He will never lie. Let me tell you, because I've been forgiven, people can't get me down anymore. People can't talk about me anymore because I've been forgiven. You can talk about me as much as you please. I'll talk about you on my knees. Amen. So don't worry about that. What people say about you. Well, I remember when. I'm glad you did, but that person you talking about, he's dead. That person don't live no more. I'm a new creature in Christ. I remember when I first got saved. You know how when you first got saved, your homies and your buddies always want to check you out. Y'all, they want to check you out. I remember when I first got saved, they was trying to see what I for real. I said, I'm like the blind man. I don't know a lot. But one thing I do know, that once I was blind, now I see. I don't know a whole lot. I don't know a lot of Bible, but I know one thing, that I'm on my way to heaven. I can't tell you about it. I know one thing, the stuff that I used to do, I don't do no more. I don't know. You know, like they said, the old folks, I looked at my hand, they look new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Let me tell you, my hands, my feet didn't look new, but I know one thing, they didn't do what they used to do. See, my hand used to do a lot of wrong stuff, and I started using my hand to pick up the Bible. My feet used to go to the wrong places, and I used to use my feet to ease onto the church. I remember one time when I was working third shift, and I was getting out from 11 to 7 in the morning, and church started at 9:30, and I didn't want to miss church. So I'm like, Sharon, I went to church in my work clothes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. My work clothes. I was so happy to be in church, and folks were looking at me strange. I said, I don't care how you look at me, I'm in the house of God, okay? I ain't had time to put on a suit this morning. I just came straight to work. I came straight to church. Let me tell you, God will save you, and he's forgiven you of your sins. Amen? He will never lie. Think about your life. Think about all the destruction that a lie can do. You know, a lie can mess up your life. You remember what happened to Joseph? You remember when Joseph got put in the pit, and then you remember Potiphar's wife lied on him? He went to jail. Let me tell you, he was in jail for 13 years. Let me tell you, a lie is terrible. But I'm here to tell you, God can reverse a lie. Amen? God is truth. God will change your circumstances. See, Joseph didn't know, but he was still serving God. Let me tell you, when things go awry, keep on serving the Lord. When things go look like you don't understand, keep on praising the Lord. Keep on reading your Bible. Keep on going to church. Let me tell you, you know, people fall out of church when they start getting to pray. Let me tell you, don't stop going to church, because the word of God is still sharper than the two-edged sword. Amen? So go to church. Joseph down in prison, just happy, just going about his life, go-larking. One day, the butler came in and the baker came in. And Joseph was just smiling, having a good time. And they were sad. And Joseph looked at him and said, well, why y'all so sad? Yo, Pharaoh will put us in jail. And Joseph should have been the one sad. He should have been the one saying, you think you bad? Potiphar's wife lied on me. But he didn't say, he was just happy. And then Joseph said, I tell you what, tell me your dream and I'll go to the Lord and help you out. Y'all remember that? Oh, the old butler came in and said, well, I dreamed in 3 days. I'm gonna be. And he said, oh, that's a good dream. In 3 days, Pharaoh going to lift you out of prison and going to get a cup to you again and give to his faith. Oh, the butler started smiling. Now, the baker was saying, he shouldn't have said nothing. He should have just left it alone. But he said, well, tell me my dream. And he told me the dream. He said, oh, in 3 days, they're going to cut your head off. Because the king found that you wasn't for real. And so, true enough, the butler got it lifted back up, and the baker got killed. But you know what? They forgot about Joseph. But you know what Joseph did? Kept on serving God. And God reversed it. God put him in prime minister in Egypt. When God put him in prime minister in Egypt, one day 10 brothers came down to get some food. And Joseph said, wait a minute, I think I know them. Them are my brothers. They had lied on Joseph. They had told his daddy that he'd been killed by a wild man. They lied on him. They put him in a pit. They lied. Y'all know the story. They lied on him. They'd been lying on him. And he was trying to see what they for real. And God was finna reverse it. God was working in the scene. God was working behind the screen. And Joseph began to say, go home and bring your younger brother and go home and tell your daddy and go home and tell him that Joseph is alive. Tell him that God is, he cannot lie. I had a dream when I was 17 years old, and God said in the dream that the 10 sheep were bound to my sheep. And guess what? It's for real today. God cannot lie. And Joseph became the prime minister. I don't know what's going on in your life today, but let me tell you, if God promised you something, bring it to pass. Don't let the naysayers stop you. God will not lie to you. If God promised, God got some promises in his word. I got a couple of promises I'm still holding on to. I'm holding on to that my whole family going to get saved. Now, they ain't got saved yet. I got some brothers. I got some uncles. I got a father that's not saved. But guess what? I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. And I'm still praying for them. I'm still saying, and I just this past Thanksgiving, I think it was, I went home and I got a chance to sit down with my 85-year-old father. And I just was praying the whole time, Lord, let me share with him one more time. And God, let me share with him one more time. Now, he ain't got saved yet, but guess what? I'm holding on to the promises of God. God said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. So one day I'm praying that God will save him because he's been steeped in racism. He grew up in the 50s. He grew up, he served in the Korean War. He's seen fake Christians. He's seen white Christianity not lived out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But one day, God said, Jesus said like this, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to myself. Let me tell you, depend on the truth person. Go to the one that has the truth. And there's only one person that ever lived that will tell you nothing but the truth. And it's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It just came to my mind, a buddy of mine I used to work with. He said, he went in the hospital and they gave him some truth serum. You know, truth serum is when they give you something and you start spouting out the truth. He said, he told them, now y'all make sure y'all don't let my wife come in here because she may ask some questions I ain't never told the truth on her. He said, I don't want to come in there. And they said, man, you just need to be truthful. Tell your person. And by the way, I counsel people about getting married all the time. And let me tell you, don't go into a marriage with some hidden secret. If you're going to get married, be honest. Tell the person everything about you. Tell them it, because it's going to come up anyway. And I've seen so many people that one holds something and they won't tell it. And then all of a sudden, when we get down to the carnals, when they get ready to go, and it comes out, and then they say, well, why didn't you tell them? Well, no, they're going to love you regardless. If you tell them the truth, they're going to love you that you told them the truth. So we need to learn how to be truthful. But the bottom line is always trust in the Lord, for he will never lie. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for your word. Thank you that you say you're not a man that you could lie. And you're not the son of man that you could repent. But what we want to get out of this message is, Lord, that we're going to trust your promises. We're going to trust your word. We're going to call on you in the midnight hours because we know that whatever you says, you will bring it to pass. Help us to always remember that you are authentic. You are truth. There's no error. There's no lie in you. So, Lord, help us to live a life conducive to Christian living. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor and the praise. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. I ask you to stand to your feet with your head bowed.